请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's make a concluding prayer.
啊，求主耶稣啊，继续带领祝福我们每一天的生活。
And ask God to guide and bless our lives.
我们现在同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray. On his life.
啊，他觉得他的人生啊，有一点啊，有一点的这种啊，这个悲哀。
He felt that his life was sorrowful.
他说从某一个层面来看，几十年的人生 是很长的。
And he said from one aspect, his life, a person's life is very long.
但是呢，他却为神做了很少的事情。
But yet he did very little for the Lord.
从另一个层面来看，几十年的人生其实也是很短。
But yet from another aspect, a person's life is actually very short.
但是啊，他觉得他却为撒旦做了很多事情。
But yet he did so much for Satan.
所以他觉得说他的人生是悲哀的。
So he felt his life was full of sorrow.
那我们是否也看见我们的人生？
And we too can see our lives.
我们到底看见了什么？
What do we see?
我们觉得我们的人生怎么样？
What do we feel our lives are?
愿主耶稣常常带领帮助我们。
May Jesus Christ always guide our lives.
当我们看我们人生的时候，我们不是觉得很悲哀。
So that when we see our lives, we don't feel it's full of sorrow.
在聚会前，我们一起来感谢祷告。
Before our service, let's have a prayer of thanks.
我在小时候很不喜欢吃蔬菜。
When I was a child, I did not like to eat vegetables.
所以有时候在餐桌上我会夹起一根菜跟大家说：“你们看，你们看，我在吃菜的。”
At the table, sometimes I pick up one piece of vegetable, and I would say to everyone, "Look at me, look at me, I'm eating a piece of vegetable."
你们知道吗？我正在吃菜。
Don't you look at me? I'm eating a piece of vegetable right now.
在生活当中，我们也常常会对人说：“你有看见吗？”
And oftentimes in our lives, we also say the same thing. Do you see this?
那我们的意思就是说，你知道吗？
What we mean by that is, do you know this?
尤其当我们做了一件对的事情、好的事情。
Especially when we do something good, or something right.
我们总是很希望别人看见了，别人知道。
We often want other people to know or see what we did.
所以我们常常说，你看见，你有没有？你有看见吗
？So we often ask people, did you see what I did?
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。这是主耶稣的教训。
Chapter 6, verse 1 is a teaching of Jesus Christ.
是告诉我们在我们做对的事情、好事情的一个重要的原则跟重要的原则。
It's a principle he gave to us, a very important principle that he gave us when we do good things.
但是事实上我们也知道，很多的时候我们不可能这个在没有人的时候才来做好事情。
But of course, we know that it's not always possible to do good things when there's no one around.
很多的时候，你就是必须在众人的面前来做这个事情。
Oftentimes, you have to do the good thing in front of a lot of people.
如果一定都要没有人看见的话，那我们可能没有什么机会做好事。
If we want to wait until there's no one around, then we may not ever have an opportunity to do a good thing.
所以重要的是那一个我们的那种纯心，我们的态度。
So the most important thing is our attitude and our purity.
像这里主耶稣所说的，不是故意要叫人看见。
Just as Jesus Christ says here, not to do your acts in before men to be seen by them.
我们不但要做好的事情，我们更要把它做得美。
Not only do we have to do good things, we have to do them well.
那主耶稣给我们一个很重要的原则，不是故意要叫人看见。
So he gave us a very important principle here, is not to do things purposely to have other people see them.
如果好的事情，但是它不美。
If it's a good thing, but we don't do it well.
那么它可能价值就很少。
then the value of it is low.
所以我们不但要把事情做对做好，而且要把它做得美。
Not only do we have to do these things well, we have to do them beautifully.
但是当我们在看别人所做的事情的时候，
but when we look at other things that people do,
我们不但看他做好的事情，我们更要去看到这其中的美。
We not only see the good things they do, but we see the beauty in them.
就是我们所要，所以我们这个要从这，去看别人，在做的那一种纯心态度。
So we have to see the other person's attitude and the purity of their heart when they do their task.
真的有很多的人是在做对的事情，好的事情。
Many people are doing good things.
但是能够做得美的，有时候并不是很多。
But to do it beautifully, there are not many people who are able to do that.
那我们是不是有看见的呢？
So are we able to see that?
我们来从圣经里头来看一些例子。
So let's look at a few examples from the Bible.
这一些人不但做好事，而且呢做得非常的美。
These people, they not only did good things, they did it very beautifully.
请看马可福音十四章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 14.
Mark chapter 14, verse 6.
Mark chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”这个主耶稣称赞玛利亚做了一件美事。
We hear Jesus Christ praise Mary for doing a beautiful thing.
他是玛利亚坐在主耶稣的身上。
It is something that Mary did unto Jesus Christ.
那是坐在在场的众人的面前。
She did it in front of all the people who were there.
但是她的存心呢，并不是要得到人的称赞。
But her heart was not to gain the praise of the people.
因为她也知道可能有人会这个论断她。
Because she knew that some people might rebuke her.
真的，当她在做的时候，有人就很不同意。他所做的事情。
And truly, when she was doing the task, there were people who disagreed with her.
所以她不是为了要得到人的称赞。
So she did not do it to gain the praise of people.
但是她却是很用心的要来做这一件好的事情。
But rather, she put her heart into do this good task.
因为她发现这是一个难得的机会。
Because she realized that this was a rare opportunity.
因为她相信主耶稣对他们所说的话。
Because she believed what Jesus Christ said to her.
因为主耶稣对他们说，他即将要被抓，即将要受死。
Because Jesus Christ said that he would be arrested and he would die.
所以她尽她所能的来坐在主耶稣的身上。
So she did what she could for Jesus Christ.
她知道有人会很反对她所做的事情。
She knew that there would be people strongly against what she did.
但是她有依靠神的心。
But she had a heart to rely on God.
她心里在想着，到底在这个最后的时刻里头，她能够在主耶稣身上来做一件什么她所能够做的最大的事情。
She thought of what she could do for Jesus Christ, the greatest thing she could do for Jesus Christ in these final moments.
所以她拿香膏来膏耶稣。
So she took the oil to anoint Jesus.
如果以当时的社会来看，如果耶稣死了，她或许以一个女人，她没有应该没有这个机会来膏耶稣的身体。
If at that time Jesus Christ had died, and as a woman during that time, she probably would not have the opportunity to anoint Jesus.
那当时主耶稣是在罗马兵丁的手中，或许他也没有办法来膏耶稣的身体。
Or if Jesus Christ was with the Roman soldiers, she probably will not have opportunity to anoint him either.
但是在犹太人的这种习俗里头。在为这个死的人来抹香膏，这是一个重要的事情。
But in the Jewish society, to anoint the dead body was a very important thing.
哦，所以他做了一个对的事情，好的事情。
So she did a right thing, a good thing.
啊，那不但这样子，主耶稣也称赞说这是一件美事。
And not only that, Jesus Christ said himself that it was a beautiful thing.
那事实上也很少人有玛利亚的这种机会啊，是坐在耶稣的身上。
And realistically, not many people had the opportunity to do something for Jesus Christ directly.
啊，但是我们坐在人的身上，坐在弟兄姐妹的身上，就是坐在主耶稣的身上。
But when we do things for people, we do it for our fellow brothers and sisters. We're doing it unto Jesus Christ.
哦，所以除了玛利亚之外啊，这些有很多的古圣徒啊，他们也实在是做了对的事情，美的事情。
So not only Mary, but many of the old ancient saints also did good and righteous things.
哦，我们有看见吗？这些美的事情。
Do we see these beautiful things?
啊，我们这一个多啊，将近两个月啊，我们在读这个啊耶利米书。
So we've been reading the book of Jeremiah for about 2 months.
哦，那我也发现了这当中啊。有一个人，他做了好事，而且是美事。
And I've discovered in there that there's a person who did good things, and it's a beautiful thing.
我们请看耶利米书三十八章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 38.
耶利米书三十八章第六节。
Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 26.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，他们就拿住耶利米，下在哈米勒的儿子马基亚的牢狱里。那牢狱在护卫兵的院中，他们用绳子将耶利米系下去。牢狱里没有水，只有淤泥，耶利米就陷在淤泥中。啊，这里说这个啊，这些犹太人的这些官长啊，他们要治耶利米于死地。
So here it talks about how the king's officials wanted Jeremiah to die.
啊，因为他们对国王说啊，这个人耶利米啊，他是该死的。
Because they said to the king that this man Jeremiah must die.
啊，他们也不愿意一刀就杀死这个耶利米。
But they did not want to just kill him with a strike of the sword.
哦，看起来啊，他们的手段是更残酷的，是要让耶利米这样。受苦而死。
They want to torture him even more. They want him to suffer before he died.
啊，所以把他放在一个啊，应该看起来可能是一个井啊，这个井的井里头。
So they put him into this well.
啊，那里头啊没有水，只有这些烂泥巴。
And in the well, there is no water, just mud.
啊，那真的是。是很难受的啊，而且呢，会死在那里。
And it's very difficult to bear, and you would definitely die in there.
啊，那这里说是用绳子啊将它放下去。
And over here says that they lowered Jeremiah by the ropes.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
在王宫的太监古实人以伯米勒听见他们将耶利米下了牢狱。啊，那时王坐在便雅尼门口啊，结果有一个人，他是一个古实人，他知道了这件事情。
And there was a Cushite man who learned of this matter.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
以伯米勒就从王宫里出来对王说，第九节。
Verse 9.
主我的王啊，这些人向耶利米一味的行恶，将他下在牢狱中，他在那里。必因饥饿而死，因为城中再没有粮食。啊，这一个人他就对国王说啊，这些人对耶利米这样子做、啊、是一件啊很凶恶的事情，是会让耶利米饿死的。
So Abimelech told the king that the thing they did to Jeremiah is evil and it will cause him to die.
哦，所以啊，他意思就是说应该把耶利米救出来。
So what he meant was that we should rescue him.
哦，他知道耶利米是神的先知。
He knew that Jeremiah was God's prophet.
虽然耶利米所说的话是别人所不喜欢听的。
Even though what Jeremiah said was what people did not like to hear.
但是他相信呢，耶利米所说的是出于神。
But he believed that what Jeremiah said was from God.
所以他不能够看一个神的先知被人这样来弄死。
So he could not witness a prophet of God being killed by man.
所以他就去对王来说提起这件事情。
So he brought this matter up to the king.
第十节
verse 10.
王就吩咐古实人以伯米勒说，你从这里带领三十人，趁着先知耶利米未死以前，将他从牢狱中提上来。所以国王也答应了，这个他去营救这个耶利米。
And so the king permitted Ebed-Melech to save Jeremiah.
而且这里说给了他三十个人。
And over here says king gave him 30 men.
十一节
verse 11.
于是以伯米勒带领这些人同去，进入王宫，到库房以下，从那里取了些碎布和破烂的衣服，用绳子坠下牢狱，去到耶利米那里。结果呢，他怎么来？既然耶利米是被绳子放下去，所以也要用绳子把他拉上来。
So since Jeremiah was lowered with the rope, he had to be raised with the rope.
但是这里他也特别的提到说，他拿一些碎布跟破烂的衣服一起放下去。
But also it mentions here also that he lowered some old rags and worn out clothes down into the well.
十二节
verse 12.
古实人以伯米勒对耶利米说，你用这些碎布和破烂的衣服放在绳子上垫你的胳肢窝，耶利米就照样行了。他为什么用这顺便给耶利米这一些这个这一些碎布跟破烂的衣服。
Why did he give Jeremiah these old clothes?
就是要让耶利米能够垫着他的这个胳肢窝。
It's so that he could pad his armpits.
耶利米先知受到当时人的这些折磨他我们可以想象他应该是一个很瘦的应该是一个很瘦弱的人。
So,Jeremiah, facing all the persecution from the Israelites, he probably was a very skinny man.
那这一个亚伯米勒以伯米勒他很仔细，他不希望耶利米在这个过程当中吃更多的苦。
So Ebed-Melech was very detailed. He did not want Jeremiah to suffer even more during this rescue.
当耶利米被放下的时候，可能就已经受伤了。
When Jeremiah is lowered into the well, he probably was already injured.
因为这些兵丁他们应该是没有这么做。
Because the soldiers probably did not do what Ebed-Melech did.
所以现在如果不给他垫一些东西的话，再拉上来那就伤口上再加伤口。
So if he did not give him the padding, then he probably would have been injured even more when he was pulled up.
所以这一个以伯米勒他做的一件好事，而且呢是非常的美。
And so Ebed-Melech did a good thing and was very beautiful.
因为他所做的不是让人难以去忍受的。
He did something not for people to glorify.
难以忍受哈，就是说不容易去 take it.
So that's something that people aren't able to take to withstand it.
有时候我们在生活当中有人真的是行善，但是呢，对方很难以去领受。
And sometimes in our lives, people do good things, but the person is not able to accept it.
耶利米是应该被救出来。
Jeremiah should have been rescued.
所以他如果没有想得这么周到的话，他就是用绳子把他拉上来。
So if Ebed-Melech did not think things through, he would just have lifted Jeremiah out.
所以耶利米再一次的疼痛可能这一次呢是更加的疼痛。
So Jeremiah would have been hurt and would have been hurt even more when he was being pulled up.
哦，这是我们在生活当中常常容易去忽略的。
And something we often overlook in our lives.
哦，我们只是很清楚的知道说，这个做善事啊是最快乐的事情。
We only know that doing good things is a happy thing.
哦，所以在做好事的做好事本身呢、啊。对我们来讲，就是一个很美好的感觉。
So when we do good things to us, to ourselves, it's just a very beautiful feeling.
哦，但是我们常常忽略了对方的感受是怎样。
But we overlook what the other party's feelings are.
啊，有时候我们的善行好像是强迫着对方一定要领受。
So sometimes our good deeds is something we force the other person to accept.
啊，其实对方是觉得很难领受的。
And actually, the other party feels it's very difficult to accept the good task.
这个以伯米勒啊，他的这个善行啊，是不具有伤害力的。
So what Ebed-Melech did, not only did it not harm the other person.
啊，有时候不留意的话，我们的善行里头啊，有时候反而带来的伤害。
So if we are not careful, sometimes the good things we do bring harm.
哦，好做对的事情，做好的事情，但是不美。
We do good things, we do right things, but it is not beautiful.
我们请参考约伯记十六章。
Let's look at Job chapter 16.
约伯记十六章第一节。
Job chapter 16, verse 11.
第一节第二节
verse 1 and 2
耶伯回答说这样的话我听了许多你们安慰人管教人筹还、啊、耶伯的三个朋友来探访耶伯、
Job's three friends came to visit him、
啊、他们是要做一件对的事情好的事情就是要来安慰耶伯
They came to do a good thing, a righteous thing, which is to comfort Job.
啊，但是他们却反而更伤害了耶伯，让耶伯更加的愁烦。
But rather they harmed him more and made Job suffer even more.
啊，再看十九章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 1.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
耶伯回答说：“你们搅扰我的心，用言语压碎我，要到几时呢？”啊，这个耶伯啊，甚至啊，他说：“你们实在是，啊，实在是给我造成很大的伤害。”
So Job said to them, "You truly give me great harm."
啊，所以从这个以伯米勒啊，啊，我们有没有看见这个他的美
？So from Ebed-Melech, do we see the beauty in his task?
啊，真的，如果啊。不是很仔细的话、啊、在我们生活当中、啊、我们的善行有时候反而是造成对人的伤害。
So if we are not assiduous in our task, sometimes the good things we do will actually cause harm.、
啊、有时候这个就发生在朋友之间。
And sometimes this happens amongst friends.
就好像耶伯跟他的朋友。
Just like Job and his friends.
有时候是更有时候甚至是发生在夫妻之间。
Or sometimes even happens between husband and wife.
也有很多的时候是在发生在父母跟子女之间。
Or sometimes between parents and children.
我们再来看另外一个例子，《撒母耳记下》第九章。
Let's look at another example, 2 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记下第九章第六节。
Second Samuel chapter 9 verse
6第六节，扫罗的孙子耶拿单的儿子米非波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米非波设。”米非波设说：“仆人在此。”啊，这个是大卫，他已经当了王，他也已经统一了全国。
So this is when King David just became king, and he had united the whole kingdom.
啊，所以他也在寻找啊他的朋友，这个耶拿单的有没有家人存留下来。
And he was looking to see if his friend Jonathan had any family remaining.
啊，结果找到了耶拿单的儿子啊，就是米非波设。
So he found his son Mephibosheth.
我们再看第七节。
Let's continue reading verse 7.
大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲耶拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗一切的田地都归还你，你也可以常与我 同席吃饭。第八节
Verse 8，
米威波设又叩拜说，仆人算什么，不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样眷顾。啊，这是大卫跟米威波设啊，他们见面之后他们的对话。
This is the conversation that Mephibosheth and David had with each other.
啊，这个大卫在第七节啊，他一开始他就先跟米威波设说，你不要惧怕。
And verse 7, David said to him immediately that don't be afraid. 啊，
然后他才接着说啊，我要把你祖父的这些田产来归还给你。
And he said to him that I'll restore all the land to you of your grandfather Saul.
这个大卫跟耶拿丹他们两个人之间是有彼此立约。
Jonathan and David, they made a covenant with each other.
那大卫要来履行这个约定。
And David wanted to carry out the covenant.
那大卫他也很清楚的站在米非波设的立场。
And David put himself in Mephibosheth's position.
现在对米非设来讲啊，什么都不是重要的，重要的是国王要怎么对待我。
To Mephibosheth, nothing was important. The only thing that was important was how the king was going to treat him.
他是前一个朝代的国王所留下来的子孙。
He is the previous reigns, the previous son from the previous reign.
那以一般的例子，很有可能他是应该被杀。
And according to history, he should be killed.
所以事实上啊，他是埋名隐姓啊，是不让人知道的。
So he actually was tried to stay hidden. He did not let people know of his existence.
而且他是一个瘸腿的人。
And he was also crippled.
所以我们可以想象，他来到大卫的面前呢，他是存着恐惧，存着这个猜疑。
And when he came to David, he was full of fear and full of uncertainty.
所以大卫第一个首先跟他讲的是，你不要惧怕。
So first thing David said to him was, "Do not be afraid."
这才是米非波设在那个时候他最需要的。
That is what Mephibosheth, what he needed the most at that moment.
大卫他也知道啊，他是要因为神的恩典啊来做这些事情。
And David knew that it was because of God's grace that he was going to do these things.
所以他对米非波设说，首先对他讲，你拿掉他的这一种不确定，这一种猜疑。
So David took away his sense of fear and sense of uncertainty.
今天我们在与人相处当中，这也是我们应该去考虑到的事情。
And today in our lives, when we deal with people, this is something we should consider as well.
有人可能存着一种猜疑来面对着我们。
Someone may come to us with full of uncertainty.
尤其我们总是很希望这个有慕道朋友在我们的当中。
And we always hope for truth seekers amongst our midst.
所以我们通常我们也都会对慕道者非常的友善，对他们非常的好。
So oftentimes we will do good things to truth seekers and treat them very well.
甚至啊，常常是超过了在一般的社会当中人所会去做的。
And we do even more than what you would do for a normal person and regularly in society.
那有时候慕道者他真的会有一个疑问，你是不是有什么目的？
And then the truth seeker sometimes will start to have questions and think, do you have any hidden intentions?
我们所要做的是一件好事，是对的事情。
What we want to do is a good thing. It's a righteous thing.
但是我们没有先拿掉对方的那一种不确定甚至那一种猜疑。
So we did not remove their uncertainty and their questions.
所以有时候就反而让对方误会了甚至呢更加的猜疑。
And sometimes we cause a misunderstanding and cause them to question us even more.
那所以大卫在这里做的是一件对的事情，而且也做得美。
So David did a good thing here, and he did it beautifully.
我们再请看撒母耳记下12章。这个
Second Samuel chapter 12.
12章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
神差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里，对他说，在一座城里有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人。 这是在大卫他这个犯罪之后，神差派拿单去见大卫。
This is after David had committed a sin. The Lord sent Nathan to him.
当然，拿单是要去指责大卫所做的事情。Nathan
came to point out what David did.
但是这个拿单呢，他很爱这个国王。But
Nathan loved the king.
他知道他的目的啊，不是只是来责备，他的目的啊，是更希望大卫能够在这一件事情上面呢，有一个最好的结果。So
Nathan's purpose was not only to rebuke, but to guide David so that he could have the best result from the situation.
他要去指出大卫的罪来，这个是一件对的事情。
He came to point out his sin. That's a right thing.
但是他更希望说大卫啊，他能够承认，能够痛为他所做的事情来痛悔。But
more importantly, he wanted David to admit his sin and be heard and repent.
所以他不是去了就是指责大卫而已。So
he came to David not to just to rebuke him.
所以他去了，他对大卫不是开始就来责备大卫所做的事情。So
when he went to David, he did not start rebuking him right away.
他是先跟大卫讲一件事情。He
told David of a story of a situation that happened.
第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人。” 主以色列的神如此说，这个拿单呢，当讲完了那一件事情之后呢，他才这样对大卫说：“你就是那一个人。”And
after Nathan told him the story, he said to David, "You are that person in the story."
然后他才将大卫所做的这些、所犯的这些罪给他讲出来。And
then after that, then he detailed out David's all the sins David committed.
这个大卫的良心已经 被拿单把他唤醒了。David's
conscience was awakened by Nathan.
因为当时的大卫啊，他只在意的是如何把他所做的这个丑事给他遮盖。So
Nathan originally had only wanted to see how he could
不是大卫哈，大卫只是想要遮盖他所做的丑事。
David wanted to just cover up what he had done.
但是这样不能够真正解决 大卫的问题,
but that would not truly would not resolve David's problem.
大卫必须要去面对，必须要承认，必须要悔改。David
had to face his sins and admit them and repent.
那这个拿单他很用心的来处理这件事情。So
Nathan carried out his task faithfully.
13节。
Let's look at verse 13.
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪主了。”拿单说：“主已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。”大卫啊，他承认了他做的事情，他痛悔了。So
verse 13, David admitted that he sinned against the Lord.
那拿单他所要他的真正的目的也达到了。And
Nathan's purpose is also fulfilled.
所以拿单对大卫说：“神也除掉了你的罪。”And
then Nathan said that the Lord has taken away your sin.
我们有看见吗？
Do we see this?
拿单所做的事情不但对，而且是美。Not
only did Nathan do the right thing, he did it beautifully.
我们再请看尼希米记第五章。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 5.
尼希米记第五章第九节。
Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 9. During that time, amongst the elderly Israelites, they had some difficult things. Because they lacked food, their lives were very difficult.
那些以色列的这些贵族跟这些官长啊，他们却是非常的、非常的丰富富足。
And the rich people of Israel and then the officials of Israel were very 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 wealthy.
啊，所以这些百姓就向这些人来借来来来啊来借贷。
So they would those poor Israelites would come and borrow from the rich Israelites.
哦，那他们就要又要付利息，所以就越来越贫穷。
But since they would have to pay interest, they would become poorer and poorer.
啊，甚至需要把自己的儿女啊啊来卖做这个人家的仆人。
And they even had to sell their own children to be slaves.
啊，所以苦上加苦。
So their lives were just bitter unto bitter.
哦，那在神的百姓当中，不应该有这样的事情的存在。
So in amongst the God's people, there should not have been things like this.
哦，所以这个尼希米啊，他要来解决这一件事情。
So Nehemiah came to resolve the situation.
啊，所以他就来找这一些啊这一些贵族这些官长。
So he found these wealthy men and officials.
啊，他把事实摆在众人的面前。
And he placed the truth in front of the people.
哦，他说我们一个敬畏神的人呢、啊，我们目前这样子做是不对的。
So he said that as people who obey God, what we're doing is wrong.
啊，啊，第十节。
This is verse 10.
哦，他也说我们这样子做啊，是会让这个仇敌来毁谤我们。
And he said that when we do this, we'll also bring reproach from our enemies.
第十节，我和我的弟兄与仆人也将银钱粮食借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。啊，这里说，其实我们不应该拿利息。
And verse 10, he said that actually we should not accept interest.
哦，那尼希米说，从我跟属于我的人，我们要这样子做。
And Nehemiah said that the people with us should all stop doing this.
十一节
，verse 11。
如今我劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并向他们所起的银钱、粮食、新酒和油。1%的利息都归还他们。哦，这个耶利米啊，他的目的啊，就是要要求这些人啊，要把利息还给他们，不可以再这样子做。
So Nehemiah wanted all the people to return the interest, not to take interest anymore.
哦，那耶利米他本身以及属于他的人，他们是不拿利息的。
And the people under Nehemiah, they already were not accepting interest.
再看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
自从我奉派做犹大帝的省长，就是从亚达薛西王20年直到32年，共12年之久，我与我的弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。那尼希米呢？他自己本身来做榜样。
And Nehemiah used himself, set himself as an example.
因为他知道他所领的这些薪水啊，其实是从百姓来的。
Because he knew that the salary he received came from the people.
那百姓已经是这么困苦了，他怎么还能够加重百姓的困苦
？And the common people are already suffering. How could he add to the suffering?
所以尼希米他做对的事情。
So Nehemiah did a righteous thing.
不但这样，他是以自己开始来做榜样。
And not only that, he started with himself as an example.
所以让其他的人也能够跟着来做。
So that other people would follow him.
哦，那今天这也常常我们是我们生活当中一个啊一个很大的一个软弱。
And oftentimes in our life, this is a weakness.
啊，就好像当时主耶稣对那些文士坏法利赛人所说的。
Just as Jesus Christ said to the scribes and Pharisees.
哦，说他们只是把重担加在人的身上，自己连一根手指头也不动。
They only add burdens to people, but they do not lift a finger themselves.
哦，所说的是对的事情。
What they say is right.
啊，但是做的却不美。
But what they do is not beautiful.
哦，那这也是今天我们做传道人很容易有的一个软弱。
And this is also a weakness today that we as pastors also have.
啊，这也是做教研的人很容易有的软弱。
It's also a weakness that teachers also have.
啊，这也很有可能是做父母亲的软弱。
It's also a weakness that parents may have.
啊，我们不但要做对的事情、好的事情，而且要把它做得美。
Not only do we have to do good and righteous things, we have to do them beautifully.
哦，那主耶稣所留给我们的榜样啊，更是这个样子。
And the example that Jesus Christ left for us is just like this.
哦，所以我们如果做对的事情，但是缺少了这一个美。
So if we do good things, but we lack the beauty.
哦，那个价值就很少。
Then the value is very low.
哦，甚至啊。没有价值。
To the point that there may be no value in what you do.
请再看回马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章第一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的天父的赏赐了，这里说，如果行善但是不美。
Over here it says that if we do things but it is not beautiful.
这里说就不能得天父的赏赐。
Then we will not receive the reward from our Father in heaven.
甚至主耶稣说会说这样的只是一个假冒为善。
Jesus Christ will even say that it is you are a hypocrite.
哦，不能得神的赏赐，那就是没有什么价值了。
If we cannot receive God's reward, then there is no value.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。祷告的事情。也是这样子，是对的、好的，但是也要做得美。
So prayer is like this as well. We have to do it is good, it is right, and we have to do it beautifully.
十六节
，verse 16。
你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。这里也是一样，进食祷告。我们是要得神的赏赐，不是要得人的赏赐。
So same thing here about fasting. We want to gain the praise from God, not the praise from man.
再请看马太福音十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15.
十五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 8.
第八节，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。第九节
verse 9,
他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。这里说拜神，这个敬畏嘴唇来赞美神，这个是对的，这个是好的。
So over here it says that they honor God with their lips, and that's a right thing, a good thing.
但是主耶稣却在这里引用旧约圣经的话说，拜我却也其实是枉然的。
But Jesus Christ used the words of the Old Testament here, saying that they worship in vain.
就是人的态度，人的存心到底是什么？
So what is man's heart? What is his motivation?
我们有看见吗？我们的存心到底是什么？
Do we see it? Do we know what our heart is?
我们要看到别人那好的好的。好的态度，好的存心。
We also have to see other people's goodness and their heart.
今天主耶稣拣选我们。
Today Jesus Christ chose us.
就是要让我们去行善。
So that we can do good.
而且是做得美。
And we can do it beautifully.
如果我们能够这样的话，我们的祷告会是更有自信，更有力量的。
So that when we, if we do that, when we pray, we'll have more faith and more strength.
我们最后看尼希米记第五章。
Lastly, look at Nehemiah chapter 5.
Nehemiah 第五章十九节。
Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 19.
十九节，我的神啊，求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事，施恩于我。这是尼希米对神的祷告。
Verse 19 is Nehemiah's prayer toward God.
他能够很勇敢地向神说，神啊，你施恩给我。
Nehemiah was brave enough to tell the Lord to remember him.
因为他实在做对的事情，也做得美。
Because he did the righteous thing and he did it beautifully.
再看十三章十四节。
这个 Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 14.
十四节，我的神啊，求你因为这件事纪念我，不要涂抹我为神的殿以其中的礼节所行的善。这里一样，尼希米说，神啊，你要纪念我。
So here he said the same thing. He asked God to remember him.
二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
下半句话说，我的神啊，求你因这事纪念我，照你的大慈爱。
And it says, "Remember me for this, also, O my God, and show me mercy according to your great love."
我们有没有这样的自信？说神啊，你纪念我，你将你的慈爱来赐给我。
Do we have this confidence to say to the Lord, to Him, that remember us and give us your love?
如果我们做善事，而且是做得美，我们就有这样的自信。
If we do good things and we do it beautifully, then we'll have this confidence.
愿我们能够看见这样的事情。
So may we see these good things.
我们不用在意我们所做的事情、所做的美事是不是别人有看见。
And we should not care whether the things we do, the good things we do, are seen by others.
我们唱诗，我们来唱62首。
Let's sing hymn 62.